Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How can I help you?
Asia, how are you, Asia? My name is Steve Goldman. This morning I spoke with a gentleman from your department, and he was almost canceling my membership when last minute he had a change of heart. So let me try again. I received the trial package, and I was mailed for it, billed for it on 12/18. Now, my contention is that I did not actually place this order. I filled out all the paperwork that was required, except I didn't press the enter button or the place order button. Nevertheless, you mailed the shipment. I thought that I would cancel it, explaining that I did not order it, and I send you a letter asking you to possibly contact me. Nobody contacted me, so I wrote another postcard and sent it to you. The gentleman is telling me that there was a prescribed 14-day window to cancel. I did not receive the second shipment, or he tells me that there is no second shipment. The other charge would be to have whatever my membership fully paid. So here is my second request, and I hope that you would be so kind to understand, because I hate to think about the alternative of explaining this all over again. The name is Steven Goldman. If I give you the, I don't think you need a credit card. You might be able to cancel without my credit card.
Okay, yeah, I can locate the account with your zip code.
Okay, that's 94538.
Thank you.
He already canceled my membership.
All right, may I have your first and last?
My first name is Steven. My last name is Goldman, GoldMan.
All right, thank you. So I have located the account. And could you verify the shipping address?
Shipping address was, what if you like, 2628 Clymer, CLYMER, Lane, in Fremont, California. 94538.
Okay, let's see here. So yes, I do see that it's for, let's see.
It's for something called Vigor.
Okay, so yes, I see it's for the mail enhancement, Viridex mail enhancement. All right, let's see. So, yes, I do see the account has been canceled. Okay, let's see here.
He was going to give me credit for the $89.65. And something tells me that he didn't believe me, because he kept repeating that he wouldn't receive the order unless I placed the order. So help me God, I filled out the form completely, but I did not press the order button or the very last one.
Oh, so you're saying, okay, because with these, so with the mail enhancement, we can't do any refunds on them, but you're saying you never placed the order at all.
That is correct. I filled out all the information, and at that point, I needed some kind of a reassurance. So I didn't place the order. I said I can always get back to it.
Okay. Let's see. Do you mind if I place? Because, and there's also showing here that, let's see here. Mm. And is there a dispute on this charge?
There will be a dispute, but I think there is no need to go that far because you can probably do whatever I hope that you would do.
Okay, yeah, cause it's okay. So let me see if there's if they can do anything about getting that refunded. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, but be so kind. Thank you. I'm counting on you.
Okay, yeah, I'll explain it to them and see if it's if yeah, yeah. Just give me 1 second. I can 1 second.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for holding. All
thank
right,
you.
So let's see here. All right, so let's see. So they did approve that we can do a refund. Well, so since it has been delivered, so they have it where we can do a refund of $31.37.
Okay, allow me to say something. I received the trial. I haven't even touched it because I was going to dispute the order. So the $31 does not satisfy me. I hope to get. I will gladly pay for the first order because for some reason I think it's worth that merchandise. But I, on top of that order, I don't want to pay another $50 or whatever. So I hope that they would give me a full refund and we will part from each other with a smile.
Okay. So, yeah, that's... Because with the... Because I did explain everything that you didn't actually place the order, but they're pretty strict on the refund policy.
Okay.
Now, I can try to put
idea.
In... Mm-hmm.
You can try to put in and finish the sentence if you would, please.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I was saying I can try to put in a discount and see if it can bring your refund up. Yeah, let me try to do that and see how if it'll let me do anything. Let's see.
That is the whole $89.65.
Okay, yeah, cause I did get it up to $44.83.
I'm not trying to be cheap about this, but if I agree to anything less than the full refund for something that I didn't order, I would kind of agree. See, I don't want to agree. That would forfeit my right to further process.
Okay, well, that's the best we can that I can get it up to. Let me try to put in another one.
I think somebody, if not you, then maybe somebody higher up has the right to.
Well, yeah, they're pretty strict. They'll go, say it's no refund at all, and they'll go back to that, the $31.
Okay, no, I don't want to get $31.
Yeah.
That's not the entire amount. Would you turn to another person and explain that I did not place this order? I don't mind paying for the introductory offer, but incidentally, I am on the page, on the order page. I don't want to go through the process again to prove that I did not finish the order and you send it to me anyway. I don't want to do that because then you're going to start once again the same thing.
You wouldn't have to do that. So I did put in another one, and it got it up to $67.24.
It's so nice of them. You see, if I agree to anything less than the full refund, I give up my right for further consideration. I think my credit card company will get the full refund relatively easy. But why, you know, jump loops and hoops when somebody within your organization has the right to do a full credit only for the second part, which I thought was another shipment, but the gentleman told me, no, that wasn't another shipment. So why am I paying for something I didn't order? Incidentally, I canceled it. I canceled it twice. I have all the stuff in writing here, in photocopies.
Okay, so yeah, this. So with everything being correct, like your name on the account and the address, so it doesn't really look like it was accidentally placed. So
it was. I'm telling you, I was going to place the order. I filled out everything, but I did not push the last button to place the order. And something tells me if I did push it, you would send me a confirmation. That you didn't do either.
Well, yeah, it shows that was sent out to your email on when you the day you placed the order. To MARIKA9147@AOL.com.
And I didn't get that either. But even if I did, I wouldn't be worried about it because I had it in my mind that I didn't place the order. I thought that writing to you and letting you know twice, I thought that you would kind of understand. This happened to me once on a different thing that I wanted to order, but I didn't finish the order because I found something that didn't sound right. Oh, I wanted to try to call, and there is no telephone number. So I just forget about the whole order. How I wish that I canceled the credit card part of it.
Okay. Yeah, and then... Okay.
Please,
and then when the charge, let me see. I can try one more. The only reason I'm not asking because I know that they'll say no refunds or they'll try to say like $30 refund. So I'm just, let's see.
If nobody gets the refund, why do they even...
Yeah, so let me place. Yeah, I think there is one more thing I can try to do. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold? Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, I don't mind even if it's a long call because you sound like a person of goodwill.
All right, so
take
give me
your
one.
Time and
okay, yes, 1 second.
The gentleman I spoke with, at one point, he said he will refund the charges, or how would you put it, reverse the charges. And then I said something, I don't know what it was, that rubbed him the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what, go through the credit card company. I hate to do that. I have to convince again somebody that I'm not lying. I'm just saying the truth.
Right. Let me see here. So I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Hold 1 second.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I would be, if they are dubious, I would be glad to explain this to somebody, a supervisor or whoever makes the decision.
Okay, yes, 1 second.
Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you for holding. Alright, so I did get it to where. Yeah, so I got it to where we can get that $89.95 refunded for you. And I'll go ahead and process that now and just give it about 3 to 5 business days and it'll be back onto your account.
That was so kind. Thank you so much. And just for my record, can I jot down? Or I can shut up until you finish so you can do it step by step the way you do it.
Oh, your phone is, you say, I'm sorry, can you say that again?
It's
cutting out.
If I can jot down your name, right, it's a terrible line.
My name is Asia, and I do have a confirmation number. That'll be better to keep for your records. Okay, that number is
590-434-3046. Okay. I got it. Great. And can I stay on until you enter the refund just to make sure that it goes through?
Oh, yes. I've already processed it. That was that number I just gave you. That's your refund number.
Hey, what a deal. Bless you. Do you want to hear a European joke before I leave?
Sure.
Oh, it is socially not correct to compliment a woman for some gain. You understand what I mean? It's mm-hmm. not correct to say, hey, would you have coffee with me? So here is the socially correct way to compliment a woman. You would say, you're so nice. Do you have a sister I could marry? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I like that.
I like it too. It's clean and it's funny.
Right. That's
so,
I like that.
Asia, thank you ever so much and have a nice one. God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you. And thank you for calling Customer Support.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.